John chapter 8. Yeshua went up to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again to the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" This they said, tempting him, that they might have something to accuse him by. But Yeshua stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. And so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said to them, "He that is without sin amongst you, let him first cast a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out, one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And Yeshua was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Yeshua had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those your accusers? Has no man condemned you?" She said, "No man, Master." And Yeshua said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Then spoke Yeshua again to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Pharisees therefore said to him, "You bear record of yourself. Your record is not true." Yeshua answered and said to them, "Though I bear record of myself, my record is true. For I know from where I've come and where I am going. But you cannot tell from where I've come and where I go. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me." Then said they to him, "Where is your Father?" Yeshua answered, "You neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also." These words spoke Yeshua in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Yeshua again to them, "I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come." Then said the Jews, "Will he kill himself? Because he said, 'Where I go, you cannot come.'" And he said to them, "You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I said, therefore, to you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins." Then they said to him, "Who are you?" And Yeshua said to them, "Even the same that I said to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him." They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then said Yeshua to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then said Yeshua to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How do you say then that you shall be made free?" Yeshua answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides ever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your father." And they said, answered to him, "Abraham is our father." Yeshua said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of Yahweh. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, We are not born of fornication. We have one father, even Yahweh. Yahshua said to them, If Yahweh were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from Yahweh, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of Yahweh hears Yahweh's words. You therefore do not hear them, because you are not of Yahweh. Then answered the Jews and said to him, Say we not well that you are a Samaritan and have a devil? And I seek not my own honor. There is one that seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews to him, Now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and you say, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom do you make yourself to be? Yahshua answered and said, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your Elohim. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like to you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Yahshua said to them, Truly, truly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Yahshua hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. End of chapter.